love and information. To introduce it, some of the cast tell us what they like about it.
What I love about this play is the naturalism in the conversations, and it feels a bit like walking past people and getting a glimpse into their conversations, but just a bit deeper.
It's a funny, intimate collection of really nice human moments. It really hones in on the tiny little interactions that people have.
You are instantly dropped into lots of different worlds with lots of different people. And part of the joy of listening to it is that you are being a bit of a detective. The beauty of her writing means that people sound so natural, and actually on the page it looks simple, but it's a little adventure and it's very funny and touching.
This play immediately invites you into a world of characters, and you feel you know these people and what they're saying and the scenarios and feelings. They're very recognisable.
It's very funny, and it's not like anything you've seen, I think it's fair to say. And if you try and figure it out, it'll drive you bonkers. So that's like life, really. And in fact, that's sort of the message of the play, that if you try and figure it out, life, it'll drive you bonkers.
If you let the play wash over you, then you will understand everything that it is. But if you try and pin it down, it will escape you.
It's very funny in places. It's very sad in places. It's sometimes a little bit ambiguous, but it just invites you in to think and listen and enjoy.
Love and Information. Secret.
Please tell me.
No.
Please, because I'll never...
Don't ask.
I'll never tell.
No.
No matter what.
It's not...
I'd die before I told.
It's not you telling, even if you didn't.
I wouldn't.
It's you knowing. It's too awful, I can't.
But tell me.
No.
Because if you don't, then there's a secret between us.
Stop it.
If there's this secret, we're not...
Please.
We're not close anymore. We can't ever...
But nobody knows everything about...
Yes, but a big secret like this...
It's not such a big...
Then tell me.
Will you stop?
It's big because you won't tell me.
No, I won't.
Is it something you've...
Don't start guessing.
Or something you want to...
Please.
Or you've seen or heard or...
Please.
If it's something you've done, is it a crime or a sin? Or just embarrassing? Because whichever...
No, I don't want you to know.
All right.
All right, I'll tell you.
You don't have to.
I'll tell you.
Yes, because I'll never...
It's not that...
Tell me, because I'm always...
Oh, why? I'm telling you.
No.
Yes.
No.
I warned you.
But that's...
Yes.
Oh, no, that's...
Yes.
How could you?
I did.
Now what?
Census.
Why did they need to know all this stuff?
They're doing research. It guides their policy. They use it to help people.
They use it to sell us things we don't want.
No, that's the people who phone up. I don't answer any of their questions. I just say no, thank you. There's no need to swear at them.
I've made a mess of it now anyway.
You'll get into trouble if you don't do it.
They won't know.
They know you exist.
Fan.
Love him so much.
Love him more than you.
I'd jump out of the window.
Eat fire.
Cut off my hand.
Eat dog shit.
Kill my mother.
Eat cat food.
You.
Just to touch him.
Just to tell him.
Just to see him.
Just to have him see me.
He was born at 2:10 in the morning, and I was born at 2:10.
How do you know?
Mum says.
2:10.
She said just after 10, so that's 2.
That isn't 2.
It is 2.
Anyway, he was born on Tuesday and I was born on Wednesday and you were only born on Friday.
That's stupid.
His favourite colour's blue.
Favourite food's chilli.
Favourite animal's snakes.
Favourite holiday was in Bermuda.
What's his favourite smell?
Roses.
You're making that up.
Well, what?
I'm asking you.
You don't know.
I'm asking you.
You don't know, do you? Go on, tell me.
You tell me.
I don't know, you tell me.
All right, I don't know, so we've got to find out.
Neither of us know.
It's all right, we'll find out.
I can't believe neither of us.
It's in there somewhere.
I know, I used to know.
Wait.
Is it chicken?
Wait.
You can't find it.
I can't.
You're not looking properly.
I can't find it.
Here, let me.
You can't find
Wait.
It. It's not there.
Wait.
See, you can't.
What are we going to do?
We've got to know.
I won't be able to sleep.
What are we going to do?
Torture.
He's wearing me out.
Take a break.
Do you want to go in?
I'll give him a cigarette.
He's not ready to talk.
I thought we got there yesterday.
I thought we'd got there yesterday, but he's past that.
He'll get to where he'll say anything.
We're not paid extra for it to be true.
I'll give him a cigarette while you have a cigarette, and I'll tell him you'll be back.
Lab.
So, we hatch a batch of eggs in the lab.
And where do you get the...
From the poultry breeders who supply them to the battery.
Oh, in the intensive...
Yeah, or some of them might go to farms, but either way.
So either way, they're going to be...
Yeah, by 12 weeks, they'll be plucked and lying on their backs.
In a supermarket.
On your table.
So you're not taking the life.
I am taking the life.
But even if you didn't, they'd be...
They wouldn't live to be old chickens, no.
So... You've got the chickens and...
About a day old, fluffy, yellow, like little Easter.
And you do some experiment on them.
What we do is we get them to peck.
Because chicks do peck a lot.
They peck at everything. And what we do is we get them to peck beads that have been dipped either in water or some stuff that tastes bitter.
Oh, not poison.
No, it makes them wipe their beaks on the floor and then they're fine again. And of course, we're writing all this down. Which chick, which bead, and how many pecks. And then my colleague injects this... tiny amount of very slightly radioactive liquid into each side of the chick's brain.
Oh, no, stop.
I know, but they don't seem at all...
It doesn't hurt.
They don't show any...
Okay, so what's it for? It's going to show up something in their brain.
Because what we've injected has a sugar in it that gets used by the nerve cells. And the more sugar is taken up, the more brain activity. And the radioactivity acts as a tracer, like in a scanner, so you can measure that and see exactly where in the brain the sugar...
And the idea is it's different in the different...
What we hope to see, you see, is that it's different.
Depending on what they've learned about the...
Yeah, because we give them the beads again, and they've learned because the ones who had the beads with water come back and peck it again, and the ones...
They won't peck it.
The ones that had the bitter bead have learned not to peck it.
That's terrific.
But that's not what we're finding out. What we're finding out...
Changes in the brain.
Exactly. What changes in the brain correspond to that memory?
So to do that, then you have to...
Yes, I hold the bird in my left hand and quickly cut off its head with a big pair of scissors.
Oh.
And I drop the body in a bucket and take the head and peel back the skin and cut round the skull and there's the brain.
There's the brain.
So I put it in a dish of ice. My colleague cuts it into slabs with a razor blade and then he dissects out tiny samples that he puts into test tubes. And they're immediately frozen while meanwhile I'm taking the brain out of the next chick.
Yes.
And that's what I do.
And then you analyse...
Yeah, and there is a substantial increase.
So you can measure...
Not just an increase, but exactly where, because if you slice
the brain...
Slice the frozen brain into thin sections and put them on slides, you get pictures.
So you can see...
You can see exactly, depending on how dark, and you can convert it into false colour, which, of course, looks...
Prettier.
Prettier, yeah. And easier to read, though the information is the same.
Which is...
that the learning takes place on the left side of the brain.
And you can see...
And there's another version where you stain the sample with silver salts, and then you can count the new spines on the dendrites, which are...
Yes, the tiny little...
Because at that degree of magnification, a thumbnail would be 250 metres wide.
So you can see the memory.
Yes, you can see the actual changes.
See what the chick learnt about the bead.
Depression.
We could go for a walk. It's beautiful.
Sleep. I can't sleep.
Hot milk.
I hate it now.
book?
I haven't got one I like.
Just lie there and breathe.
My head's too full of stuff. Are you asleep?
No, no. What? It's fine. You can't sleep.
Oh, I think I'll get up and go on Facebook.
Remote.
You don't seem to have a TV.
There used to be one, but it stopped working. The reception's no good, anyhow.
Well, I've booked my laptop.
You might have a reception problem there.
It's not that I need it. There's no phone signal, is there?
You'd have to go to town. Or I think someone said there's a spot about 2 miles up the road. If you go down towards a cliff and stand on a rock, you'd have to know it.
We could listen to the radio. Does it work?
I did warn you.
I know.
It's quiet here.
I like it quiet.
You can always cycle down and get the newspaper.
It's all right.
I don't have time, you see.
But you sometimes want a weather forecast.
I want you to be happy here.
I am happy here.
You'll find you can feel if it's raining.
TGC. CCT. TTG.
Two. Irrational.
Is an irrational number real?
It's real to me.
But can you have an irrational number of oranges?
Not as things stand, no.
I'm not comfortable with the whole idea.
There was someone called Hippasus in Greek times who found out about the diagonal of a square, and they drowned him because no one wanted to know about things like that.
Like what?
Numbers that make you uncomfortable and don't relate to oranges.
I can see how they might want to do that.
Drown him?
Maybe he should have kept quiet about it if he knew they couldn't stand it.
Is that what you do?
I don't know if I should tell you.
What?
But you're my friend more than she is.
What is it?
What do you think yourself? Is it better to know things or not to know things? Is it better just to let things be the way you think they are, the way they are, really? Because if someone tells you something that might change everything, and do you want that? Do you think it's interfering, or is it what a friend ought to do?
You're going to have to tell me now, you know that.
But some people might say you shouldn't say anything because you might not want to hear anything against your best friend. But I do keep seeing them together, and last night I was having a drink with her after work, and he just sort of turned up, and after a bit they left together. They hardly bothered to come up with a story. I just wondered. I'm probably imagining things, and I shouldn't put ideas into your head because it may all be perfectly all right. I'm sorry, maybe I should have kept quiet. Oh, dear. Told you now.
They're having an affair.
They are? You know that? You knew that?
I've known that quite a while.
How long?
3 years.
And you're okay with it?
Yes, it's all okay. Thanks, though.
Depression.
There's an exhibition of expressionists.
Mother.
Well, Mum's out.
What?
I've something to tell you.
Okay.
So you need to look at me.
I'm listening.
I need to feel you're really paying attention.
I can pay attention and do other things at the same time. I'm not brain dead. I can see and hear and everything.
Will you listen?
I'm listening. Fuck off. Is this going to take long?
Don't pay attention, then. I'm just telling you, you might like to know. Mum's not your mother. I'm your mother. Mum's your nan, okay? Did you listen to that?
Does Mum know you're telling me?
I just decided.
Are we gonna tell her you told me?
I don't know. Do you think?
Wait, why didn't she say before? She doesn't want me to know. She's gonna go crazy.
It'll be okay.
It's not my fault. She can't blame me for knowing.
It'll be okay. I'll tell her I told you. It's my fault.
How old were you? Wait, 13? You were 13? 13?
Yes, that's why.
It's probably better than not being born.
That's what I thought. I thought you'd like to be born.
Who's my dad then?
I didn't see him anymore. He went to a different school. He was 12.
I don't think I feel like you're my mum though. I don't have a sister. I don't like that. Do you want me to feel different about you?
I just didn't want it to be something I could never say.
I'd like it if everything could go on like it was.
You mean not tell Mum?
Do we have to?
But then you'd have something you could never say.
I've got a stomachache.
I don't care if she goes crazy.
So long as it's you she goes crazy with.
I can tell her to leave you alone because I'm your mum.
I don't think that works.
Fired.
You shouldn't fire people by email.
You can't come bursting in here and shout.
I'm just saying it needs to be face to face.
I'm sorry, I do appreciate, but I'm busy at the moment. If you could...
I need to be looked in the eye and you say you're firing me.
Redundancy isn't...
Just say it to my face. You're fired. Just say it. You're a coward. You can't say it.
Why don't you speak to my secretary and make an appointment?
You just say it. You're fired. Just say it!
Message.
It's a message.
Killing people.
Yes, because then they understand. They understand what you're telling them.
But they don't, do they? They just...
Because the deaths show how important it is.
No, they just say you're a terrorist.
And the terror is a message.
But they don't get it, do they? They just pass laws and lock people up.
If enough people did it, because they don't really feel terror, do they? They don't live in terror. If they lived in terror, they'd be getting the message.
Would you do it yourself?
I don't think I would, no.
Because you're scared?
I don't think that message is what I want to say.
Grass.
What did you do that for?
I thought...
What do you think's going to happen to you?
I know, but...
And to me, and the children. Did you think about that?
It seemed like the right thing to do.
So, will we have to change who we are and go and live somewhere else?
I didn't say...
And you'll be a protected witness and all our lives will be living in fear in a mobile home, in a desert, in America.
I didn't say who I was, I just made the phone call.
From your own phone?
No, of course not from my own phone, I'm not stupid.
Well, you are, but okay. From a public?
Yes, of course.
But near here, like in the high street?
No, I took a train.
You took a train? When?
Today, to make the call. I went to Brighton.
Why Brighton?
I don't know. It's somewhere you can go quickly on a train.
So, you didn't go to work? You weren't at work? You could have got the kids from school.
I was in Brighton.
I'd have liked a day out in Brighton.
It wasn't a day out in Brighton. I made the call on a public phone in Brighton. I had a coffee and I got the train back.
What did you say?
I just gave them the name. I said, this is the person you want in connection with. No, I won't give my name. Thank you. Goodbye. That's all.
But if they know the call came from Brighton and they could find out who knew him, who went to Brighton...
They won't do that. They don't need to know who I am. They just need to know who to look at.
But if he finds out you went to Brighton...
But he's not going to know what I did in Brighton.
You can't be sure of that. What if he's got a mate in the police who says, we got a tip, it was you, it came from Brighton, and someone else tells them they saw you get on a train to go to Brighton?
How likely is that? Why would he have a mate in the police? Of course he doesn't have a mate in the police. Do I have a mate in the police? You're making a whole thing up that's not going to happen.
I don't see why you had to do it.
It wasn't very nice what he did, was it?
He's a friend of yours.
He's not a friend of mine.
He's not now. He doesn't know he's not now.
Oh.
What if you see him? What if I see him? What if he comes round here and says the police are on to me? What am I going to do? Can you help me?
You're making things up again.
No, I'm not. That's what's going to happen.
Come back. Sit. Stay. Come. Good dog. Fetch. Drop it. Fetch. Good dog. Roll over. Good dog. Come. Heel. No. Come.
Depression.
Spaghetti carbonara.
Terminal.
Doctor, one thing before I go. Can you tell me how long I've got?
There's not an exact answer to that.
I'll be grateful for anything. You can give me an idea.
Well, let me say 10% of people with this condition are still alive after 2 years.
That's helpful. Thank you.
DGT. GCT. TGA. GTC. ATG. TTG. CAC. AAC. TTG. TCG. GTC. TCA.
3. Schizophrenic.
How do you know I'm evil?
I've been told it.
Who by? Who by?
You know the traffic lights at the corner?
Yeah.
The traffic lights tell me. The ones on the left as you go up from here.
You're hearing voices in the traffic lights now.
I'm getting signals.
Okay. And what do they say?
I won't tell you.
Why not?
Because it's about you. It's what you're like. And you know that yourself. I'm not going to say it.
Do they tell you to hurt people?
Not people, you.
But you know that when you take your medication, that doesn't happen.
That's why I stopped, because it was making it hard to get the information.
You do know you're ill.
I've been told that.
Spies.
So we went to war on a completely...
Yes, but how were they to know?
They did know. They knew. He'd already said it wasn't true.
He said it to the Germans.
And the CIA knew.
But Bush and Blair didn't know.
Didn't want
to
know.
They had to rely on...
They wanted it to be true.
They thought it was true. Everyone thought.
Not everyone, no. Plenty of people. I didn't. I was new. It wasn't true.
You can't have known.
I knew it was all made up stuff.
And how did you know?
Because of what America's like, what it wanted to do.
You didn't know it was made up. You wanted it to be made up. That's what you wanted to be true.
And it turns out I was right, didn't it?
Do you think you've just won an argument?
Recluse.
Don't answer.
It's only...
Look through the spy hole.
You're right. I thought it was the boy delivering...
Don't
the...
answer. Don't.
Of course I won't answer. Don't panic.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Rushmore. I believe this is where you live. We saw you going in. We know the car outside is...
Make him go away.
Shall I speak to him?
Yes. No. No.
...desire for privacy, and it would so much help your thousands of admirers to understand if you could say a few words to us about that privacy, about how it feels to live here in a forest.
I'm going to die.
Shh, it's all right.
5 minutes of your time. I could explain to the world why you've chosen to leave it all behind and withdraw to this remote.
I should have a gun.
Because that would enable you to set the record straight about your ex-wife's allegations.
I'm going to bed.
To confirm or deny that you said of Hitler that he...
I'll have to hide in the cupboard.
To put an end to speculation once and for all about...
I'd kill myself, but they'd write an obituary.
Shall I tell him to...
No, no, because then they'll write about you.
It doesn't matter.
It does. They mustn't. If they know about you, if you talk to them, I'll never see you again.
Have a photograph of you taken last week.
But why don't I...
All right!
What?
Hello, Mr. Rushmore?
I have three things to say. I am now a citizen of China. I have 6 illegitimate children. I have recently been abducted by aliens and returned to Earth unharmed.
Mr. Rushmore, if you could just open the door for a moment.
That's all right, you see, that's fine. If I tell him lies, that's fine. I haven't told them anything about myself at all. That's fine, I feel fine about that. I think that's fine. I think I feel fine about...
And when exactly were you last in China?
That's fine. That's fine.
Good, good. I'm glad you feel okay about...
And will he go away now?
In a while, he's sure to go away. In a while, if we
Mr.
keep...
Mr. Rushmore...
He's gone.
He's gone.
Well, that's all right then.
Yes.
You handle that very...
No, I feel...
What?
I feel terrible. I feel...
But you didn't tell him.
But he knows.
He doesn't know anything. It was lies.
He knows I'm the person that told those lies.
No, because he doesn't know it was lies.
Yes, but he knows I said...
You mean he'll work out it's lies and...
Whichever. He knows I said those words. He knows I was in this room. We'll have to move. He knows it was me. He knows I shouted out those...
So you don't feel as good as you...
No, I don't. I feel...
Dream.
I had this dream last night. I was in a garden and there were blackberries, big bushes of brambles. I was picking them and a butterfly flew across and I could see this orange and black butterfly really clearly on a yellow rose. But then the whole thing was a dance because I was at the ballet. And I looked all those things up on a website about dreams, blackberry, butterfly, ballet, and every single one means infidelity. So now I know he's cheating.
So, you don't feel you have to be faithful to him anymore?
No. Why should I?
So that leaves the way clear for us.
Don't you think?
Unless it's not about him.
Who then?
Doors open.
You. You and me.
Well, that would mean we're definitely going to do it.
So, either way...
Either way.
Doors closing.
Father Christmas lands his sleigh on the roof and comes down the chimney with his big sack of toys, and he'll put presents in your stocking.
Depression.
Programme starts at 6:40, or if you'd rather, we could...
God's voice.
God told you to do it?
He did, yes.
How?
How do you mean, how?
Did you hear words?
It was the word of God.
But like something you could hear with your ears? Actual words from outside you?
They came into me.
The words?
What God said.
So you didn't exactly hear...
In my heart.
So how does that work then?
I was praying about it.
In words?
Sometimes in words, sometimes just...
Silently?
The words were silent. I was praying in...
In your head?
If you like, my head. My heart.
So sometimes in words, and sometimes...
Sometimes just being in a state where I was praying.
I don't know what state that is.
Well, you'll have to take it from me. There is such a state.
Okay. So there you are. praying.
Praying and not knowing, seeking guidance, open to guidance from God.
Okay.
And he told me what to do.
What's his voice like?
Firm, kind.
He speaks English?
What sort of question is that?
I know, but does he speak RP or have a regional accent? I'm trying to understand what you heard.
It wasn't hearing like I hear you, but it was hearing.
And he definitely said, do it.
He said, do it.
In words.
In words and inside me and knowing it was the right thing to do.
In your heart.
Right through my whole being.
In your toes.
Yes, in my toes. Will you stop now?
The child who didn't know fear.
Once upon a time, there was a child who didn't know what fear was, and he wanted to find out. So his friends said, cold shiver down your back, legs go funny, sometimes your hands, no, not your hands, yeah, your hands tingle. It's more in your head, it's in your stomach, your belly, you shit yourself, you can't breathe, your skin creeps, it's a shiver, a shudder. Do you really not know what it is? And the child said, I don't know what you mean. So they took him to a big, dark, empty house everyone said was haunted. They said, no one's ever been able to stay here till morning. You won't stay till midnight. You won't last an hour. And the child said, why? What's going to happen? And they said, you'll know what we mean about being frightened. And the child said, good. That's what I want to know. So, in the morning, his friends came back, and there was the child, sitting in the dusty room. And they said, you're still here. What happened? And the child said, there were things walking about, dead things. Some of them didn't have heads, and a monster with glowing... And his friend said, didn't you run away? And the child said, there were weird noises like screams and like music, but not music. And his friend said, what did you feel? And the child said, it came right up to me and put out its hand. And his friend said, didn't your hair, your stomach, the back of your neck, your legs, weren't you frightened? And the child said, nope, it's no good. I didn't feel anything. I still don't know what fear is. And on the way home, he met a lion, and the lion ate him.
Depression.
Thinking of taking one of the kittens. There's a ginger one.
Star.
It takes the light 2.8 million years to get here.
So we're looking at 2.8 million years ago.
It might not be there. It could have died by now.
So who's going to see that?
It might not even be people by then. The sun's only 8 minutes.
In the morning, let's wait 8 minutes and see if it's there now.
TGA. GTC.
4. Wedding video.
This is the bit.
This is the funny bit.
Where he spells. He gets me every time.
And look, the sweet.
Wasn't she little then?
Oh, just a tiny girl in a pink.
But now she's. My God, you should see.
And her boyfriend.
Have you met him? He's the most.
There's that woman.
We never knew who she was.
Yes, she's there in the video, but who invited?
Someone who just goes to strangers' weddings.
Here she is talking to.
Who is that? That uncle of yours? Is it, no...
And look at the dresses, I mean...
Because now you wouldn't drink.
It shows you its history.
Yeah, and the children like it, because...
And the grandchildren are gonna...
And it can go down in the family, and they can see...
And all the ones of them as babies and little...
And all the ones of their weddings and their...
But it's sad, we haven't got our grandparents' wedding video.
Oh, great, great.
Or everybody that ever lived. Videos of...
Henry VIII.
Jesus walking on the...
No, further back. If we had cave... If we had Neanderthals...
And dinosaurs.
But who'd be working the camera?
And things coming out of the sea, and tiny specks.
Then we'd know. We'd know.
We could keep.
We'd know what?
Because I wouldn't remember all of this if... Without the video, I wouldn't remember hardly anything at all about it, because I can't remember anything about that day. That's not on the video, not clearly.
I can remember putting the ring.
No, I can't see that in my mind.
And someone was sick.
Oh, look, it's the speeches now. Listen to Dad's speech. It's so...
Depression.
Maybe you could read them a story tonight.
Mnemonist.
What did you have for lunch on October 3rd, 1998?
Chicken soup and a salad. I was at home. I had the chicken soup in a blue bowl. The salad had tomatoes, lettuce and chicory, but no onion, because I didn't want my breath to smell of onion when I went to the movies with my brother in the afternoon. The movie began at 2:15.
What was the movie?
Godzilla.
What happened in it?
You want the whole thing, shot by shot?
Can you do that?
Let's not do that.
OK. I remember Godzilla. There's a lizard that's been irradiated by a nuclear explosion, so it's a monster. And it goes to New York, and the American military drops bombs on it.
That's the one.
What did you do afterwards?
We walked back to my brother's place and had poached eggs on toast. I had 2 cups of tea in his red mug, the one with a chip.
What was the weather like?
Rain in the morning, but it cleared up. Rain in the evening, rain the next morning.
June 6th, 2004.
X.
I'm glad we've done it, just to see.
So am I.
After all these years.
Because it was very important at the time. It's been very important.
It has for me. All my life, very important.
So never to have seen each other again would have been...
It would have been impossible.
It would have been sad anyway.
You remember the Italian restaurant?
No. Oh, yes, on the corner, was it?
With the bushes outside?
No, I'm mixing it up with...
I can see the waiter now.
No, I can't get the waiter.
The waiter with the moustache, who always smiled so much when we came in.
I used to have spaghetti carbonara and you had vongole.
Well, I can't remember eating. No, I was too busy looking at you, probably.
I really loved you then.
I loved you.
I always remember you standing in that field.
I wonder where that was. Was it...
All the buttercups.
I've got a really clear picture of you running ahead of me down a street. We were running for a bus, I think.
Do you remember that hotel? We took a room for a couple of hours in a hotel. There was green wallpaper and we stood there kissing.
I remember the first time.
No. That's got overlaid by so many other times I can't... I remember once by a river. We were practically on a public footpath.
The kitchen, the kitchen at your friend's house.
Which friend?
I never knew your friends' names.
Was it Chris? Terry?
I don't know. You remember the kitchen?
Well, I might if I knew which house. Did we do in a kitchen?
Behind the door. There was soup on the cooker.
I remember us just looking at each other.
The time in the street. We just stopped.
I was thinking more of a time when you were sitting on the side of the bed.
Was that early on or near the end?
Near the end, I think. Do you know the time I mean?
I sometimes go past that coffee shop.
Which one?
The one where we kept trying to say goodbye.
I think I've blotted that whole day out.
We were really happy.
Or sad. We used to cry.
Did we?
Sometimes.
Memory House.
To improve my mind.
No, but you've got a
my
good...
My memory, to improve...
Forget a lot?
Not...
Like names?
Like names, like faces.
We all.
Yeah, but...
Not worth worrying.
But I want to learn.
Ah.
Huge amount of memorising.
Of course.
Vocabulary,
yes.
Statistics.
Statistics.
Every imaginable...
I see your point.
Stacks of information which I have to...
Somehow...
Somehow acquire and retain.
So how do you intend...
This course, this memory...
To improve your...
Lists as exercises.
Like getting the muscles.
Muscles of the brain.
Which, of course, I know it doesn't have muscles.
And more of that, a technique.
For remembering.
Ancient technique. Romans and
they...
all sorts. Renaissance.
They had a lot of brains then in the...
Leonardo da Vinci.
So did he?
I don't know that he actually did.
Not this technique?
Not necessarily this actual technique.
Though he might have done.
It's beside the point. The point...
The actual technique?
The actual technique is you take a place, like you could take a house.
Take a house?
In your mind, this is a mental... Take a house you know in your mind.
Like my aunt's got a house.
There you are. Take this house in your mind, and you've got a list of things you want to remember.
Like what?
Like anything, like this list I've got here, this exercise.
Oh, crocodile, pincushion.
And you go round the house in your mind, you go round and you put something in each room.
Can't quite remember all the rooms.
Can't
because...
Can't quite remember the rooms.
In my aunt's house, I've never...
Take where you live.
Only be able to remember three things.
No, you could go round the room and put one on the table and one on the chair.
Oh, I see.
But you have to remember what order.
What order I'm going round the room.
Is that all right?
Yes, I could do that.
So I've got my house when I was a child in my mind, and I'm going to go round it now and put a crocodile on the doorstep.
A crocodile on the table?
A pincushion just inside on the mat.
Pincushion on the chair.
Pair of scissors in the sitting room on the sofa.
Pair of scissors on the other chair.
Axe in the dining room on the table.
Axe on the other chair.
Wristwatch.
Wristwatch.
Could you just, in your head... Do you mind? I can't...
I'm not bothered by hearing yours.
Keep seeing your room in my...
Because I don't know where you lived as a child, so it doesn't...
So I can still say...
Yes, if it helps, and I'll
thank
just...
you. OK, so wristwatch in the kitchen on the cooker, elephant on the stairs, pound coin in the bathroom, biro on their bed, hedgehog on my bed, tree in the attic...
Tree.
Makes 10. So, now we go round.
Pick them up.
On the doorstep, crocodile.
Crocodile. Pincushion.
Pincushion, yes. Scissors in the sitting room.
Scissors. Wristwatch.
No, not yet.
Oh, it's on the other... So it's...
Axe,
wristwatch.
Wristwatch.
Elephant.
Pound coin.
Now, where did I put...
Ah.
What?
Bedroom.
On top of the CD player.
No, in the bedroom. I suddenly...
Biro.
Yes, of course, biro, but I suddenly...
What?
I saw my father.
In his bedroom?
My father getting dressed.
He's not... He wasn't...
No, it's nothing...
Nothing awful happened. You're not remembering...
No, nothing like that at all. I just suddenly saw him and...
So when did you last?
No, it's just that he's dead and I don't...
Of course, years ago. I've forgotten.
No, it's nothing. It's just he was there in the bedroom.
That's a memory, is it?
Yeah, I suppose it is, of course. It's a memory from...
From when you were little?
Yeah, because he's very... I'm only half his size, so...
So is this like a new...
Yes, a new memory, and I'm seeing...
You can see with your eyes when you were...
Say maybe 4, and... the sunlight.
Sunlight?
Yeah, because it's sunny in the room, shining in behind him, and on the floor, on my feet.
You can see your feet.
I can see my feet when I was 4.
Which isn't a memory you've always...
No, I've never...
And you're sure it's not some horrible...
Some repressed... No, it's not. It's just a memory, isn't it?
So the room faced east?
Yes, it's morning in the room and I just saw it.
Some sort of crossed wire.
Because, of course, it's biro.
Biro.
Hedgehog.
I've lost the hedgehog. Wait. Oh, it's in the microwave. I don't know where I went next. Oh, I know. On the pile of old newspapers, it's a tree.
Tree in the attic.
So we could say the list straight off.
Sure we could.
And then do another list.
Lots of lists.
And how do we keep the lists separate?
I'm not sure yet. I've got to...
Because I'll keep getting the hedgehog in the microwave.
Wait a minute, I'll find out.
Find out what to do next. Dinner.
I did tell you.
You didn't.
I did. I said Wednesday we're going to dinner with...
Yeah, but you didn't.
Yes, because I remember, because you said...
All right, I must have forgotten. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
Depression.
Glass of red.
Piano. This is Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
Here's the piano. You can play the piano.
I've never played the piano.
You sit here.
All right. Hello.
This is Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Flashback.
Breathe. Just breathe. I've got you. It's all right. All right. Thank you. Sorry. I keep seeing. I can't stop seeing. I wish I could stop it for you. Short of smashing in my skull. They say time. You may be able to forget, even if it's a long time. Once it's in there. Once you know that stuff.
Five. Linguist.
How many languages do you know?
To speak fluently.
Or a bit.
Well, of course, some languages I only know a few words, while others...
Take something like a table. Take a table. How many languages can you...
Table, tabla, trieze, tavola, mesa, tabolka.
That's so fantastic. Tabolka, mesa, they all mean table.
They all mean the same thing as each other.
Table.
Table means the same thing.
Yes, they all mean table.
Or they all mean mesa.
Oh, have you mean Chinese?
Or in fact, Swahili.
I can't help feeling it actually is a table.
Depression.
And he only has 2 months to live. So I think...
Maths.
I don't want to spend an evening with them again.
You like them. You like her.
He will keep making his point about mathematics not corresponding to reality, because it's just a system our brains developed as we evolved in the world. And we've had that argument.
Whereas maths is really true?
Yes.
Which is why if an equation wouldn't work without there being an infinite number of universes, there really must be an infinite number of universes.
That sort of thing.
But we do only have our senses, don't we? To perceive with. And maybe there's all sorts of other things we haven't evolved to perceive, like an earthworm can't know about flying or a bird can't know about computers.
Don't let's have this conversation.
Why not go and see them and keep off the topic? We can argue about politics.
Because he won't keep off the topic. He likes trying to make me angry because he fancies you. And nobody understands what we're talking about, and the evening's ruined, and we all get drunk, and I feel like shit in the morning and can't work.
Are you saying you never want to see them again?
He says maths is just consistent with itself. He keeps saying it doesn't mean anything.
What does it mean, then?
All right, we'll go and see them.
She fancies you.
7 7s are 49, 7 8s are 56, 7 9s are 63, 7 10s are 70, 7 11s are 77, 7 12s are 84, 7 13s are 91.
Sex.
What sex evolved to do is get information from two sets of genes so you get offspring that's not identical to you. Otherwise, you just keep getting the same thing over and over again, like Hydra, a starfish. So sex, essentially, is information.
You don't think that while we're doing it, do you?
It doesn't hurt to know it. Information. And also love.
If you're lucky.
God.
God gives your life meaning. You've said that.
Yes. So?
If there wasn't God, there'd be no meaning to your existence.
And?
So does God have a higher God to give his existence meaning, and that God a higher God, and that God...
No, of course not.
Of course not. So all this stuff he's done, he might find it all a bit meaningless. I'm surprised he's not depressed.
I don't think he minds whether he means anything or not. I don't think he thinks about it.
So why do you think about it?
I'm not God, am I?
But I don't mind not meaning anything. Does that make me God?
It makes you really annoying.
Rash.
It's just a rash.
But why? Why a rash?
There's all kinds of, like, detergents and animals and stuff in the air. Shall we have him tested?
He's trying to tell us something.
Oh, come on.
Or he's trying not to tell us something.
Did you get the new cream?
Depression.
The difficulty of getting the Israelis and Palestinians.
Children.
You can't have children?
No.
You can't have children?
No.
How did you find that out?
When I was married, it came up. We had tests and it was me.
So was that why?
No, of course not.
I thought it was because she went off with the Spaniard.
She did.
And she's got a baby now, hasn't she? She and the Spaniard have got a bambino.
So it makes a difference, does it?
Shrink.
It used to just be pain.
The memories of what happened to you when you were a child and...
And the things I wasn't letting myself remember, of course.
The things you'd...
Yeah, and now...
So the analysis has stopped it hurting?
Not so much stopped.
As what?
Changed it into...
Changed it into...
Right. Transformed it.
Into what, though?
It has meaning.
Because you see where it comes from?
Partly that.
And how it's affected the way you are?
Partly that.
And partly what?
It just has meaning now.
What does it mean?
It doesn't mean something. There isn't exactly another thing that it means.
Then what do you mean when you say it has meaning now?
You spoil it. You completely spoil everything. You always do.
That must be painful for you. You can take it to your analyst and have it turned into meaning.
AGC. CCT. TGT. CTT. GAT. TGT. GCA.
Six. The child who didn't know sorry.
You have to say you're sorry.
I'm not sorry.
But you know you hurt him. You have to say you're sorry.
I don't feel sorry.
Well, you have to say it.
Climate.
Well, I'm frightened.
Just walk instead of driving and don't take so many hot baths.
I'm frightened for the children.
There were those emails, those scientists. I can't remember the detail.
No, it didn't make any difference in the end.
No, I think you're right. Most scientists all agree it's a catastrophe. The question is how bad a catastrophe.
It's whether they drown or starve or get killed in the fights for water.
I'd choose drowning.
Are you really not going to take it seriously?
I don't know how to.
I don't know how to.
Silence. Cold. Sensor.
Page 42.
Page 42.
The sentence beginning on the 21st of May.
Yes, I've got it.
I'm afraid that's going to have to go.
Why is that?
The Ministry of Defence considers it a breach of security.
It's not classified information.
That is, nevertheless, their view.
Have you got a lot of these?
About 30.
Let's see the next one, then.
Wife.
But I am your wife.
You look like my wife.
That's because I am. Look. Even that little birthmark behind my ear, look.
Yes, I see it.
It's me. Darling, sweet, it's me. I'm here.
No, she's gone. They've all gone.
Who's gone?
Everyone I know. Everyone who loved me.
No, I love you.
I don't want you to love me. I don't know you.
There's things only we know, aren't there? That day on the beach with the shells. You remember that?
Yes, of course.
And cabbages? Is cabbages a funny word? We're the only ones who have cabbages as a joke because of what happened with the cabbages. Cabbages is a joke, yes?
Cabbages was a joke I shared with my wife. I miss my wife.
But I am... Let me touch you. If you'd see what it feels like to touch me. If we made love, you'd know it was me because there are things we like to do and no one else would know that. If I was a stranger pretending to be her, I wouldn't know those things. You'd feel you were back with me. You would, I know. Please.
You disgust me. You frighten me. What are you?
You don't know where I put the car keys, do you?
The child who didn't know pain.
But what is it?
Pain is pain. It's just...
If I pinch...
Ah! Get off! But if I pinch you...
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
But stop, because I get bruises.
How come you don't?
I never did when I was a baby.
You were born, like...
Yes, and I used to chew my fingers.
You mean chew?
And they got bandages put over, or I'd chew them to the bone, because you know how babies...
Put everything in their mouth?
I'd put myself in my mouth, because it wasn't any different.
And if you fell down...
I threw myself down.
Because it didn't hurt?
Jumped down a whole flight of stairs, because that was a quick way.
And you were all right?
Broke both my legs, and once when I went swimming, there were rocks underwater, and when I came out, my legs were pouring blood, because I hadn't felt...
So you can't feel anything?
Emotions. I feel feelings.
But physical?
Not pain, no.
And why not?
Because there's no signal going up to my brain.
From your legs?
From anywhere to my brain to say there's damage. It's hurting.
So you never know what hurting is?
So tell me what it's like.
Hurting is... Well, it's pain. It's like uncomfortable, but more. It's something you'd want to move away from, but you can't. It's an intense sensation. It's hard to ignore
it. But why would you mind that?
Because it hurts. But no, sometimes pain's all right. If it's not bad, like if your gum's sore and you keep poking it with your tongue, or you might cut your finger and you hardly notice. Yes, if you're doing something exciting, soldiers can lose a leg and not even know it.
That's like me.
Yes, but they know it afterwards. And bad pain...
Yes, but why? What is it?
If someone's tortured, if they give them electric shocks, it's unbearable. Or if they've got cancer, sometimes they want to die because my uncle...
Yes, but I still don't know what it is about pain.
It's just pain.
But what is it?
You've been unhappy.
Yes.
If someone you love doesn't love you, you thought they loved you and they don't.
Yes.
Or you've done something you wish you hadn't done. It's too late now and you've hurt someone and there's nothing you can do to put it right.
Yes.
Does that help?
So, it's like being unhappy, but in your leg.
But it's also just what it is. Like, red is red and blue is blue.
But red isn't red. It's waves and it's red to us.
So there you are. That's what it's like.
Can I pinch you again?
Decision.
I've written down all the reasons to leave the country and all the reasons to stay.
So how does that work out?
There's things on both sides.
How do you feel about it?
No, I'm trying to make a rational decision based on the facts.
Do you want me to decide for you?
Based on what? The facts don't add up.
I'd rather you stayed here. Does that help?
Earthquake.
Have you seen the earthquake? There's this building, my God, you think things are solid, but they just break.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Imagine being in it. Imagine you're lying on your back and there's this wall a few inches above your face and you can't sit up even an inch, and if you do, it might come down on you. And the air running out, you keep trying to get a deep breath, but you can't breathe deeply enough because very soon there's going to be no more oxygen. And if you're injured, if you're in pain while all that's going on, where are your family? Are they dead or in agony? And will anyone come to get you out? And how many hours or days? I'm just so upset by it.
I wouldn't want to be in it, obviously. Poor them, of course. I mean, I do know about it.
But you don't care.
I can't say I feel it, no. You really feel it?
I cried. Of course I feel it. I cried.
Okay.
And imagine the wave coming. Imagine hearing it coming and running away, and you can't get away. It came so fast. Did you see how fast it came?
Yeah, I saw it.
You're not upset, though?
That black wave with the cars in. It was awesome.
Seven. Virtual.
I don't care what you say.
No, but listen.
I've never felt like this.
That's not the point, what you feel.
It's the only...
Because she doesn't exist.
I'm not listening.
She doesn't.
Have you seen her?
Yes, I've seen her, but she doesn't.
Have you talked to her?
I don't want to talk to her.
Then what do you know about her?
She's not a real...
So?
So you admit she's not?
She exists. She still exists.
Fine, all right, she exists, but so does your shoe, or a can of...
You're saying she's no different than a shoe.
She's got no more feelings than...
What do you know about...
She's a thing. She's a thing.
Look, I appreciate your concern, but
look,
she's beautiful. She's intelligent. She understands me.
She doesn't understand
she
you.
She listens to me. She likes my poems. She's the only...
Doesn't understand anything.
She reads my mind. She's sensitive to my...
But she's virtual.
So?
So she's not...
I can't believe just because someone's not flesh and blood, you...
She's just information.
And what are you if you're not?
Yes, I know.
So we're information, our genes,
yes,
our...
but she hasn't...
What?
Hasn't got an insight to her mind. She's not conscious. She can't...
How do you know
she's
she...
a computer. She's a computer robot. She's not...
And can you tell that from what she says?
I don't need to.
But can you tell?
Because... She can't.
She might. And how could she prove it? Because you wouldn't believe.
I certainly wouldn't.
Because she says she has...
What, thoughts?
Of course thoughts. Feelings, because she's that complicated, she says she loves.
She can't possibly...
We know people won't understand, but we don't care what you...
And what about sex?
What about?
She hasn't got a body.
She's got a fantastic...
But not a body you
she's
can...
She's not in this country at the moment.
She can't ever...
And the sex... is great.
It's virtual.
It's virtual and great.
But she never feels.
I don't care what you say.
No, but listen.
I've never felt like this about anyone.
Chinese poetry.
The girl waits at the door of her house on the mountain.
What it literally says is mountain, girl, door.
So maybe...
A girl from the mountain is waiting outside my door. A girl climbs the mountain and comes to a door.
To get the girl, you have to go through a door into the mountain.
The mountain is a door only a girl can open.
The girl's as big as a mountain and can't get through the door.
What's the next line?
Depression.
A fountain of antimatter in the Milky Way that nobody knew.
Manic.
Flower. Thank you so much. Have you ever seen such a red? Red is blood and bullfights, and seeing red is anger, but red is joyful. Red is celebration.
Yes, I like
it. In China, red is lucky. How lucky we are to have red flowers.
Shall I get a bath?
In China, white is death, and here, black is death. But ghosts are white, of course. So a chessboard is death. Against death. And blood, of course, could be death, but it's lifeblood, isn't it? If you look at the flower, it's so astounding.
Yes.
It means so much to me that you gave me red flowers, because red is so significant, don't you think? It means stop. And of course it means go, because it's the colour of energy. And red cars have the most accidents because people are excited by red. Or people who are already excited like to have red. I'd like to have red. I'll buy a red car this afternoon and we can go for a drive. We can go right up through the whole country, don't you think? We can go to Scotland. We can go to John O'Groats. Did eat a lot of porridge, do you think? But we don't have to start from Land's End, or Land's Beginning, we should say, if we start from there. But we won't. We'll start from here. Because here is always the place we start from. Isn't that funny? And I need to drive along all the roads in the country because I have to see to the traffic because there are too many cars, as everyone knows. But our car won't be one too many. You'll be quite safe. We'll make sure it's all flowing smoothly in every direction because cars do go in every direction possible and everything goes in every possible direction. So, we'll find a vase for the flowers.
Yes.
I think a green vase because of the primary colours. And if they were blue, I'd put them in an orange vase. And if they were yellow, I'd put them in a purple vase. Yellow and purple is Easter, of course, so that's why crocuses. And red and green is Christmas, which isn't right now, of course. It's the wrong time of year. I might have to sort that out when I've got a minute.
There's a train at 4:22, gets in at 8:30.
Grief.
Are you sleeping?
I wake up early, but that's all right in the summer.
Eating?
Oh, enough. Don't fuss.
I've never had someone die.
I'm sorry I've nothing to say. Nothing seems very interesting.
He must have meant everything to you.
Maybe. We'll see.
Fate.
I'm just saying, you've got no choice.
I have.
You have, of course you feel as if you have.
I have got a choice.
You've got a choice, but you've got no choice about what that choice is. You'll make whichever choice.
Whichever choice I want.
Whichever choice you want, but you want what you want because you have to want.
I don't have to want.
You do, because of what you're like. That's what you're like means. You're going to want what you want because there's your genes and everything that's happened to you and everything else that's happening and all that stuff makes your brain be like that.
Like what?
Like it is.
What's it like?
I don't know. Of course I don't know. Nobody knows. But if someone could have that information, they'd know exactly what you were going to.
Oh, they can't know.
You're crying about it now.
I'm not.
I knew you would.
But there's random.
Oh, there's random.
There's random particles. You can't.
If you think you're like a random particle.
No, but.
If you think you're a random particle just fizzing.
But you can't predict even where.
If you think free will is a random particle, there's nothing very noble.
I didn't say noble.
So what is free will if it's not what you're like?
No one could possibly have all that information.
No, of course not.
So maybe that's all right.
I think it's fine. But it does change how you feel, don't you think?
I feel a bit funny.
Yes. You feel as if you're hurtling.
Hurtling through my life.
At the front seat of a roller coaster.
But I feel like I'm choosing.
Yes, of course.
But I feel like I'm in the front seat of a roller coaster.
Stone.
He's got a special stone.
Is that what he's holding?
Yeah, he's always got it in his hand.
I know. He's always...
Never puts it down.
Have you seen it?
I saw it once.
How?
Made him open his...
Shall we get it?
I think he needs it.
Yes. Shall we get it?
Get his hand open. Go and get it then.
It's over there.
Well, I really know which one.
He can get another one.
I'll be like one, that one.
Shall we get him one?
Here, have a stone.
Have another stone.
Have a stone.
Thank you. Magazine. She's lost 2 stone. He was going to leave her. Look, he's coming out of a club with an unnamed blonde. Depression. Small thing.
What are you looking at?
The snail.
Is that the same snail?
Yes. I've been looking at it for a while.
And?
I'm just looking at it.
Zen.
What's the sound of one hand clapping? I've heard that one.
CTT. GAT. TGT. GCA. TAC.
Facts.
Who was president of Coca-Cola from 1925 to 7?
H.B. Jones.
What is the smallest village in Central Asia?
Cat.
Where would you see a huish?
In a gnu's fur.
How many diamonds were mined in 1957?
60,428.
Name 2 traditional ingredients of poulash.
Duck and fennel.
In 1647, what day was the Battle of Stoneham?
June 3rd, Tuesday.
How far is it from here to the quasar D66?
3.4 billion light years.
What sound does a capercaillie make? Who had the longest hair?
Matilda Lucas.
Of?
Brick House, Connecticut.
What colour is the caterpillar of the brown-haired bat moth?
Pale orange with black stripes.
Do you love me?
Don't do that.
What is the formula that disproves Gödel's theorem?
X bracket A over T minus pi sigma close bracket to the power of 10 minus n to the power of minus 1 squared.
What is a plock?
A stringed instrument played by the larks of the Gobi Desert.
By what name do we usually refer to Oceanus australensis picardia?
I do. Yes, I do. See an enemy.
AGC. CCT. TGA. CTT. GAT. TGT. GCA.
In Love and Information by Carol Churchill, the company were Michelle Austin, Rosie Cavaliero, Kathleen Cranham, Josh Barrow, Emma Fielding, Joel McCormack, Carl Johnson, Sam Swan, Danielle Vitalis, and Alan Williams. The sound designer was John Nichols, the engineer was Matt Clark, the director was Mary Pete, and the producer was Jessica Dromgoole. Love and Information was recorded at Sonica Studios, London, and was a Hooli production for BBC Radio 3.
And there are 2 more credits to add for Love and Information. Schubert's song Du bist die Ruhe was sung by Helen Wright, and the pianist was John Wright.
8 weeks, 90 concerts, 1 incredible summer of live music.
Join us this Friday morning from 6:30.
as we spend the day live at the Royal Albert Hall in preparation for the world's greatest classical music festival.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Well, if tonight's taught us anything, it's that you're never quite sure what's going to happen next with this lot.
Proms Countdown Day.
5 days to go.
Listen to every note on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Here on Radio 3 at 10, we'll be joining Hannah Peel for Night Tracks. Until then, this is Penny Gore with performances from some of our Radio 3 New Generation artists. Each year, 6 or 7 brilliant musicians are invited to join the scheme to develop their talents in the concert hall, the recording studio and with the BBC orchestras. The scheme's been running for more than 2 decades now, and it's produced many internationally famous musicians. I'm starting this evening's selection with a current scheme member, the Irish mezzo Niamh O'Sullivan. She studied in Dublin at the Royal Irish Academy of Music, and after graduating, spent 2 years as a member of the opera studio at Bavarian Opera in Munich. She was invited to become a New Generation artist in 2023. She is joined here by the pianist Gary Beecher in a dramatic song by Hamilton Harty, a setting of a poem by Moira O'Neill, Sea Wrack.
So